It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Song of the day from 1976, You Are the Woman by Firefall. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
It's more that special way you look at me that always keeps me there.
Once again, no. From 1976,
no.
Better Times, You Are the Woman by Firefall.
Better Times.
464-5685.
Firefall, they're really good in concert, this song.
One is bad. 10 is good. No. Text rating the Sauter Heyman Jewelers
nope.
Song of the
nope.
Day.
Nope, nope, you just played background music at the dentist office.
Nope.
That's all that is. That song is nothing more than background music at the doctor's
people
office.
Crank that one from outside.
They don't crank that
it.
Ever.
They crank it.
I'm trying to like. I try
they
to like.
They crank it.
Crank Firefall. Turn it up.
You what's it?
Firefall.
Oh, Firefall.
Can't call it one hit wonder because that's not a hit.
Ooh. Hey, listen, you're bashing your own generation. The 70s here. You're bashing the decade here.
I've tried to like that song a million times. I can't do it. I just can't. It's too much.
Why'd you try to like it? That even.
Just tried.
Right. I saw Bill laughing.
So
Bill
over
was
the
holding
top.
Back a laugh at one point. I saw it.
It's so over the top with that flute in the background.
You guys like the pan flute sometimes.
I do like the Zamfir, master of the pan flute.
Nope, that's background music.
From the 70s.
The only reason I wouldn't turn it is if I just can't get to the dial for some reason. I mean,
that is cruel.
That's a one.
No.
Yeah, it no. is. It's a horrible song. It really is. One. No, that's an awful song.
I knew the words. That's scary.
Yeah. 1.3675. That's just a, there's just nothing. There's nothing.
Are you
there.
Embarrassed of that song for your favorite decade of the 70s?
No, because there's, no, not necessarily.
I'm not embarrassed, yeah.
They're just taking advantage of a lot of different things in that song that I, no, it's no.
Yeah. Here to go into detail.
That's what? Just the whole love thing. I mean, God.
Okay.
Just get over it. Oh. All right, there you go.
Okay, well, you said a 1 point what?
I'm going to go 2.675. How about that?
1.2675.
There's a few redeeming qualities in there. I'm not sure what they were. That's
the flute, maybe?
The flute at that. It's a 3-0-0-0-1. 3-0-0-0-1.
Taking it back. Over.
Bill barely paid attention to it.
He was laughing.
It caught me right away. I didn't put any attention. Because when the song, like yesterday, when it jumped right off the.
Marshall Tucker.
No, yeah. This is not.
That
happening.
Song doesn't jump at all.
I bet Ben liked it. It's a happy song.
Happy song. Say, Ben, give it a 6-4.
No.
He's a 7-2.
Low fours. He's in the fours.
7-2. In the fours. What do you got, Ben?
3-3.
Very tacky.
Tacky.
What, I don't know about tacky. Mm. Yeah, I don't know, but not a bad take, Ben. Thank
over
you.
Over the top.
Yes. Anything from the text line, Jake?
Let's check out the text line and YouTube while
Jake,
we're at
all,
it.
Jake, I just want to admonish you for real quickly. There's so many great songs.
I have played a lot of great songs for
and you,
years.
That's what you came with?
I played a 70s song. I'm stunned at the pushback here, frankly.
Frankly.
Okay.
Yeah,
frankly.
I see what the texters say.
From the text line here, 464-5685. Rod in South Lincoln, 9. Off
nine.
The bat. John in Southeast Lincoln says, nope, 4.3.
Someone
says,
nine.
Someone says, what the hell, Jake? Didn't even give me a rating on that one. Mike and Dalton, a 7. Ryan in California, 5.2. Bill and Bennett, 6.1. These are not bad scores.
No, they're not bad scores. Yeah.
Ellis in Illinois, 6.5. Derek in a car, 8.9.
Whoa.
Oh, God, Derek.
I'm reading all these, by the way. I got a 1. 2.1. Jesse in Milford says, my ears are hurting. Turn it off. A 1. Yeah. Matt says, very original. 7. Jennifer.
It was original.
Jennifer, 8.5. Hubby, 7.1.
God bless them.
That's pretty solid.
They went higher than Marshall Tucker with that song. Wow.
Nate in Dorchester, 7.6. Kyle and Hooper, 5.1. Who included two? Just a two from Bird. That's higher than the SIP score. He went higher than you. Yeah. Jim in Lebanon, Indiana, 10. The OG, the OG CJ says one at best. Yeah, that song got a 10 from somebody.
How did it get a 10?
Corey says three. It's one extra point for the rock flute in there.
Okay. I get that.
Dennis, 7. Pecan pie, 1.
The pie.
And there you go, 9.2. Gavin and Pender, 6.1.
Lincoln, a little high. Thanks for running Pender.
John and Lincoln on a personal text line, 4.3. John Mabry.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that. All right. Rough course today. Not from everybody, from you guys and Ben.
Jake, what did
you... I'm pretty surprised how you rallied that back, Jake. I really am.
Well, he was busy
people
yesterday.
YouTube. Sorry, YouTube.
Yeah.
Steven's mad at me. YouTube. Moonbot, 2.2. Kobe, 0.7.
0.7.
That's the lowest so far. Troy, 7.2. Steven, 0.953. So it's two scores below one on YouTube.
Two below one.
Thank you.
A lot of
YouTube.
People liked it.
Thank
though.
You, YouTube.
Jake, a lot of people did like it.
But a lot didn't.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Still, I'm shocked.
I would not change that song. Yeah. It's fine. I'll admit that. I wouldn't crank it up. I wouldn't change it.
In the Accord.
In the Accord. Probably in the Cobalt.
Thinking about this.
In the Cobalt.
Sure. Why not?
You get in friend zone. You're playing this song.
Yep.
On the way to dinner. Hang on, maybe can I pop this cassette in quick?
You know, Jake, there's one time in the morning he said those words to me. And I got friend zoned.
7-8 years ago or so, probably something that happened.
I wish I was part of the Jake Sorensen dating regime.
That would have been better times.
I would have been tracking that like no other.
The cobalt. I got friend zoned.
That'd have been 2 hours. I've got to get an Accord.
I've got to get an Accord. Turn this around.
Change the car. All right. It's time for things that are bothering Bill. Let's get to Bugaboo Tuesday on Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation today to plan your financial future. Bill, it's a Bugaboo Tuesday. Things bother you.
Things that bother me. Today bothers me.
Today does.
August 13th bothers me.
Ooh. Why?
I got a lot of built up. A lot of stuff going on. Bugaboo. School starting dates buffoonery. School starting dates buffoonery.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Seriously, August 13th, we're back in school. What are we doing? Got to get ahead. Got to stay current.
Buffoonery.
Oh, it's buffoonery. That is not how life should be lived.
School should be out the Friday before Memorial Day and start the Tuesday after Labor Day, period. And guess what? That's how it was done back in the 60s and 70s.
Better times.
That's how it was done.
100.
Gigi's in school today, full day.
Oh, God.
August 13th.
That's way early.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
How about this one? How about letting kids be kids and families be families? Let's try that one out. Yeah, that's why things aren't going great in our country or going great like that's because we started school early. That's what it was.
What the hell? Good point.
Football season in Nebraska, the last regular season game ends October 25th. October 25th. Do you know when the Texas State Championship game is?
No.
2 days before Christmas. That's when their state championship game is. Nebraska's done like November 15th. Like season's over, maybe the 20th, something like that. They're done. The season doesn't need to start this early. You don't need to have this
Preach.
Early. This is not.
This is gold. This is gold.
It sends me back so far. It's just, that's the way it was. My dad talked about it all the time. I think school started on the Tuesday after Labor. There's no reason for a football game not until being like September
6th. US Open tennis was being played.
Yes. The 6th or 7th. The 6th or 7th is when school should, that's when the first football game should be. There's always going to be practice in part of summer. I get that part of it. But right now, I mean, it's like
100.
Lincoln East, I think that if I'm correct on this, I'm not blaming, don't get me wrong, this is not on East. I believe they had practice on Monday for football.
They did. They for sure did.
Yeah, they did. And then today they had camp was how long? One day.
Good
camp. School started.
Good camp.
It used to be 2 weeks of like two a days. Yep. Now it's one day.
100.
One day. This is absolutely insane.
We should do Bill Stills every day.
Bugaboo Tuesday every day.
Well, no.
Things that bother you, you're
really good at. You're really good at. This is really golden.
I would love. I mean, are you pushing back on this, Jake?
Hell no, I'm not pushing back on it.
Who would push back? Why are we starting school on the 13th of August? There's a couple other starting a day or two early. Later. That's absolutely nuts. Mm. It should be real simple across the country. Now the East Coast still does it. They still go a little bit later, but they still start on the Tuesday after Labor Day. They still honor that's still a thing out there. But it's real simple. The Friday before Memorial Day, school's out. That's it.
And then
the Tuesday after Labor Day.
That's the big one.
That's when you start school again. So you start back up. We don't need off. You know what? Just do it that way. You really don't need 2 weeks off for Christmas.
Can you think back to when you were a kid? Imagine the depression of going into school in mid-August.
Swimming pools closed like on the 8th or 9th of August in small towns. Just check in right now. Small towns, check in. Tell me if anyone the 13th of August, if the pool's still open. Because it's not.
It's not?
It's not. You know why? Because everyone's in school.
Mm. Yeah. Let kids be kids.
Let families be families.
Please. I just remember the...
What happened to this society?
Jake, it was on the hard courts at Flushing Meadows, U.S. Open.
Yeah.
That's when I knew school was about to begin. And that was late August.
Now we're getting ahead, Bill.
I think we win in September sometimes.
That's like what it used to be. Anything from the text line, Jake?
From the text line. We have pushback. We've got pushback from Sean, not Sean Callen, different Sean.
Sean
says, we have three sports seasons. We can't eat into half of the winter season. If we did the football thing, went all the way to
mid-December. Now everyone does. That's incorrect. Because how do other people do it? So that's, no.
Okay.
Disagree with that.
Sean's getting pushback.
Yeah.
Josh on YouTube chimes in. He says, in Michigan, we start the week before Labor Day. So August 26th this year, the week before. Then we get the Friday and Monday off, so we'll start with 2 4-day weeks. Absolutely ridiculous.
Ooh, that is weird. Yeah. That is weird.
He wanted to just start in September, like you said.
It's real simple. It's not that hard. Do you really think that's the reason it's going to set everything? Hey, how'd you do in college? Flunked out. What happened? Oh, they started school right after Labor Day, so I didn't get myself together, and then everything fell apart.
Yesterday it started buffoonery. Yeah. You're right.
In college, they went that when they start a little bit later, but also they get a month off for Christmas. There's a month.
Yeah.
There's a month. Yeah. You're home. I remember being home so long, just being like, "What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
So
what are we doing?
100%.
So guess what? Just narrow it down at the other ends. It's
That's all you got to do. Anything else, Jake?
From the text line, yeah, my text line logged out for a second there. Okay, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Someone says the first day of school is September 3rd. That would be the second day. That'd be the Tuesday of Labor Day.
So Idaho's got themselves together.
They got to
like figure it out.
It's
yeah,
more like it.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you.
We had a lot of response. My text line logged out for some reason here. Kyle says, Bill, I agree. When we started the Wednesday after Labor Day. School starts way too soon.
Way. What kind of school spirit do you have today? Imagine rolling into class today on the 13th for a full day.
God.
The freshmen started yesterday at Lincoln East. They started yesterday.
I think I'm depressed retroactively.
Yes.
This is from Grant. Says the Tecumseh pool closed on August 3rd. People were and still are pissed.
Yeah. Figure it out. The pool's closed on the 3rd? August 3rd. It's not even good swimming weather till sometime. What are we doing? Nebraska, get yourself together. The country, get yourself together.
Now, there's some pushback here on something. Now, the person that said that in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, they start September 3rd. They also go till June 8th. They go into June for school. That's way too long. I can't imagine being in school past Memorial Day. That would be horrible.
Oh, my God. Just remember, though, California goes till like June 15th.
But still, it's terrible. No. It's terrible.
It's a little long. It's real simple. The guidelines are set. Hey, teachers, get it done between that time. That's simple. Would you not rather have a little bit more to do during the time in between than having all that time off?
Yes.
That's the time to do it.
Terry says school started last week in Nashville, Tennessee. Last week. August 5th.
August 5th.
What are we doing?
We're crippled as a country.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
This should be the number one debated topic for the presidential race.
Yes, not the border.
Not the border. Not the economy. When do schools start?
Yeah.
When do schools and when do small town pools close?
Yeah. Let's alter the agenda.
Let's get some high boards back up. Let's not be worried about some sort of lawsuit.
Yep.
Get some high boards
let's get
up.
Get more Chico sticks out there.
Yeah, exactly. Get those going.
Get the snack shacks.
Get the snack shacks and
bring back.
Let's have the pools open until late August, like they're supposed to be.
That is a 100. Wonderful edition of
that was
Bugaboo
cool.
Tuesday, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour 2 next, surprise teams in college football. Discuss that next, an early break in the ticket.